the Carter Subaru Studios. This is the Jen Ursula Show with G. Scott and Ursula Voitine.
Good morning, everybody, and thank you for listening to the G and Ursula Show. Good morning to you, Ursula.
Good morning, G. How are you holding up with the...
Holding up. I do want to tell some folks about an opportunity on some Seahawks stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I think this is an opportunity right here. Sometime, of course, during the show, there's going to be an announcement of today's Seahawks code word for your chance to win two tickets to see the Seahawks host the Carolina Panthers December 11th at Lumen Field. So we'll pull three winners from today's entries. Learn more at MyNorthwest.com/win and listen to Cairo News Radio all week long for more chances to win Seahawks tickets. So make sure, again, let me say it again, learn more at MyNorthwest.com/win and then listen to Cairo News Radio all week to learn about more chances to win Seahawks tickets.
I was going to ask you how you're holding up with the snow, but you and I haven't been out there. All the text messages are coming in. A lot of people saying it's snowing where they live. Keep texting us those pictures. Let us know if we can use them on MyNorthwest.com. 888-973-5476. 888-973-CHIRO.
All right, let's get to Agree to Disagree, brought to you by Guardian Roofing and Gutters.
One of these days, we just got to take off the gloves. Just really go at it.
Well, if you're anything like me, and you wake up on a day like today, where you're seeing the snow flurries come down, and you go out to your car, it's frozen. The windshield's frozen. It's all frosty. And we've seen a recent rise in the number of people's vehicles being stolen while being warmed up in the driveway and left unattended. So my question is that still okay to do? Is it okay to leave your car running in the driveway to warm up so you don't have to jump into that cold vehicle, G. Scott?
Oh, man. Because we have a responsibility being here on radio, Ursula. So if I say yes, and then somebody does it, and then something happens to your vehicle, then you guys are going to be calling up my boss and say, well, G. Scott told me to do it. So in that case, I'm going to say, no, don't do it. Be careful about, unless you're able to lock your vehicle when it's out there, you have a remote start, you can do that, and it's locked, cool. But if you can't do that, I would say no.
I'm going to say absolutely not, because we've already seen how many people have had their cars stolen. I think there were three or four in Tacoma alone just in a couple of days last week. Mm-hmm. So I would say absolutely not. But you know what I've learned? I've gotten smart because I get so cold. And it those first few minutes before your car can warm up, they are miserable. But you know what works? Keeping a weighted blanket in your car. I just put it over myself right away, right when I get in, and you're good. So I think that's the solution. Then you don't have to risk getting your car stolen. Just put a weighted blanket in there.
Put a weighted blanket in your car?
Yes.
Okay. So I have to say that, yes, it is absolutely okay to do this, because I would be a hypocrite if I said no, because I do this every single morning. This is actually kind of a trick question, because I just found out today that it is actually illegal to leave your car running in the driveway. Let's see, how does Chris Sullivan do this? Okay, RCW 4661600. No person driving or in charge of a motor vehicle shall permit it to stand unattended without first stopping the engine, locking the ignition, removing the key, and effectively setting the brake thereon. I had no idea. This is not just to deter theft, but it's also because of emissions concerns, of course. How long are you leaving it running in the driveway? I'll admit, I've left it running sometimes for far too long, because you have kids to take care of or whatever, and it's just out there chugging away. That being said, I hate this law. I absolutely hate this law. This is fine. This law is fine if you have what I like to call garage privilege. That being either the privilege of being able to park in a garage because you own one, or you don't have all your stuff packed in there, so you can actually park your vehicle in there. But for anyone who has street parking or has to park in a driveway, are you kidding me? It takes like 10 minutes for my car to warm up. I don't have a 2022 vehicle, and I think anyone with an older car knows it takes a long time, and I'm not sitting there for 10 minutes.
You're not,
Have you tried a weighted blanket or dressing appropriately?
Yeah, I have tried dressing appropriately, Ursula. I usually have like a sweatshirt, a sweater, a jacket on at least, and gloves. But I just think it's ridiculous that people would be shamed for not wanting to be, I don't know, 26 degrees for 10 minutes.
You're not starting your vehicle up in the garage, though, would you?
No way.
Okay. No, because I park outside. No. I park outside.
All right.
Yeah, someone else suggests maybe just clean out your garage of all that junk and then park in there.
Well, I live with my parents, so
they get first dibs.
Yeah, they park in the garage, to be clear. All right, let's move on to a little election wrap-up. Right now, there are about 27,000 ballots across the state that are being challenged because the signatures don't match, and there are several community groups and a couple individuals who are suing for an injunction that would prohibit any county elections department from rejecting those ballots just because signatures don't match. So if the courts agree with this, they will count all those ballots regardless of whether the signatures match. Ursula, what do you think? Should the signature be required to be matched in order for the ballot to be counted? Now, keep in mind, voters do have a chance to go back and say, yes, that is my real signature. I've proven that this is me.
I don't think that is a great way to prove who you are, because have you seen signatures lately, the way people, especially now that we are signing away a lot of things on those pads? When I sign those, I mean, my signature does not look like it did 10 years ago, 20 years ago, because anymore, it's a scribble. You know what I'm talking about when you're signing off, whether it's at the pharmacy and you're saying, yeah, I've been counseled by the pharmacist, and you're signing away. I mean, it looks like a doctor's scribble. So if that were something that I would use, I can't even remember how I signed my signature when I originally registered to vote.
I told Chef this because we were going to talk about it yesterday and we get a chance. Look, my signature changes from 2 months ago. It just depends on what's going on with the time. Now, imagine if your hands are cold when you get ready to go make that signature. Guarantee your signature is different than when it was warm. Look, man, if that's the case, just let's do a fingerprint then. I'll do that.
Make okay, so I while I understand that our signatures have mutually degraded, like no one's signature is the same as it has been, when you sign an actual document, I would argue that generally people's are. When I go to actually sign a physical piece of paper, it's roughly the same as what it was 10 years ago, as what it was 20 years ago. And what are you going to do? Remove a verification system from the voting process? That is only going to make people trust elections less. And there's no good way to replace this with mail-in voting. What are you going to do? Mail out like a fingerprint kit to every voter and say, okay, there's your ink pad, and here's a link to a video where you can watch instructions on how to appropriately roll the pad of your finger over it. Are they going to take a DNA test?
No, I mean, I actually love the idea of fingerprint ID.
It's so simple.
It's so simple to what? Provide a fingerprint on an envelope with what method? I have not seen this used or work anywhere.
I know. I'm thinking about it right now. Just as it seems like there should be some other way other than signatures. But if you want to vote by mail, then we're going to have to stick with. Yes, your signature should match.
How long before we are doing this by cell phone in the future? Because it's coming. Just so you guys know, I know there's a lot of people, I'm not voting on a cell phone. Well, there's a lot of things. A lot of you folks said you wouldn't get a cell phone. My daddy said, I'd never get a cell phone. Yeah, okay. So at some point, there's going to be voting on cell phones. It's going to happen.
It will. I think that's going to bring up a whole other raft of challenges. Okay, the security concerns of voting digitally haven't been resolved with in-person voting machines, let alone standalone smartphone devices that can be vulnerable to hacks. That being said, two-factor verification, etc., I'm sure they can figure out a way to do it well, but it's going to take a lot of convincing.
You can gamble on your phone.
That's true. That's true. They don't care who you are, though, just so long as your credit card runs through.
Yes.
All right, let's move on to the Seattle Police Department, which is updating their dress and personal appearances policies. So here's what's changing. Officers can now have beards, they can wear jewelry, and have visible tattoos, so long as those tattoos are not offensive or obscene or discriminatory in nature. Hairstyles like afros, braid, locks, and twists will also now be allowed. However, the SWAT team, Harbor Patrol, and arson and bomb squad still will not be allowed tats, beards, or jewelry. G. Scott, welcome addition, or are you panning this?
Welcome addition. It's interesting because one of the things that I used to say, like, man, why does everybody have to look the same? like everybody has to be shaven and just like that. What if you don't want? What if you want to wear a beard? Okay. What if you don't want the crew cut? What if you want to grow your hair out? What if you want braids, afro, all of those things? So they are what they're doing is they're getting with the times, right? We have a recruiting problem. It's sad that it took a recruiting problem in law enforcement for this to start happening, but they have to get with the times and be able to appeal to the community. And an opportunity for the cops that are walking around to look just like everyone in their community. I love this idea, Ursula.
Well, especially when you're looking at trying to hire hundreds of officers or another, 1,500 officers by 2027. Wasn't it like how many per year was it that we're trying to do?
It was like 100 per year.
Yeah, 100 per year, which, that we're far from that. I think you kind of need to move with the times and evolve with the times. And there are a lot of people who express themselves with whether it's tattoos, whether it's a beard, whether it's wearing, I think that even certain hairstyles are going to be allowed now.
Yes.
And I think you have to do that. I would be more concerned about what someone has in their history in terms of, behavioral things that they have shown versus they have a tattoo or they like to wear their hair a certain way. If they can perform the requirements of the job, why not?
Because it looks tacky, Ursula. I want clean-cut young man with crew cuts and nothing but mustaches, okay? That shall be the only facial hair that shall adorn a law enforcement officer.
There was also a certain way that cops needed to look, too, before the 60s. Yeah,
that's true. I think this is great, though. Yeah. If you're looking for new recruits, why would you create that as a barrier? So let's move on.
Well, I want to hear from people. I want to hear from listeners who don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Is there anyone?
Well, somebody just texted in and said that the uniform is for safety. What? Safety?
If you're working
of their appearance?
So like long hair or necklaces, right? If you're working in a bakery, those can be a choking hazard because it could get caught in a mixer. Same thing if you work around machinery. I could see a plausible case being made for excessive jewelry or something like that. But otherwise, I would not see it as being a particular safety concern.
Or a tattoo on your face. I would imagine that would evoke some sort of reaction.
I definitely get too many facial tattoo applicants. But moving on, Thanksgiving, I realize, was only last week. But if you haven't already started your Christmas shopping, Ursula, are you already behind?
After hearing what G told us this morning, yes, I'm very behind. I just got done with Mark had a milestone birthday yesterday. So we had Thanksgiving followed by his big birthday. I'm already exhausted by the thought of shopping again. And then I'm going to be leaving. I'm actually going to be out of the country for Christmas for the first time in 20 years. It's even shorter. So yeah, I'm behind.
I'm confused. What do you mean? How are you exhausted from shopping? You told Chef and I how easy it was for Thanksgiving this year and how you just made it real simple with your buying.
Yeah.
So what were you exhausted with?
Yesterday's party.
Oh, the party. But did you,
the gifts, was it a restaurant? Oh, gee, just stop. It's just the thought process of having to buy gifts. And I feel like there is pressure. And I want to ask you, how big is your list when it comes to gift buying?
Short.
Okay, so.
Define.
I have a huge family. Where does it stop? I want to buy gifts for friends.
Are we comparing how many people we buy for Christmas for? I mean,
relevant to this conversation, Your Honor.
That's his whole question.
Wait.
That's his question. Do you feel pressure? Do you feel like you're behind?
No, I'm actually done. I'm done with my Christmas shopping. Done right now. So
I wish you could see the self-satisfied smile on G Scott's face now because
it is really nice.
Jealous.
I wanted to make sure that this year I just wanted to be on top of it. So as far as my list is short. It is, I would say, including everybody, probably 12 and under, 12,
oh, that's a list.
12 people. Yeah, I got a list. And yeah, and it's simple. These folks get this type of gifts, and then the rest of the folks get these types of gifts, and then boom, we're done.
It's like a gold medal, silver medal, bronze medal kind of tier as far as what kind of presents you get from G. Scott. See, I mean, I am getting, so jealous.
You're not getting Lillian type gifts.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, you know what I mean? You're not.
You have done what I have said I will do every single year. I'm going to get all my shopping done in October. Never. Never happens. That is impressive.
Look, I get. Look. Write it down now, because it might not happen next year. I got lucky, I guess you'll say that. Hey, coming up next on the Gene Ursa Show, did you guys know, I think the football match has started. The U.S. versus Iran. And we're going to be talking about some of the interviews that has been going on over there. And did you know that the families of Iran, from players from Iran's team, have been threatened? We'll talk about that next. Gene Ursa.
This is the Gian Ursula Show. Happy Tuesday to all of you. Please continue to text us with your snow pictures and let us know where you're listening from. 888-973-5476, 888-973-CHIRO. And right now, the U.S. and Iran are playing against each other. As you heard in Heather's newscast, they're in Qatar. The score is 0-0 about 30 minutes in. This is a must-win game for the Americans to advance. And ahead of today's match, there has been a lot of beef between the two countries. Iran tried to get the U.S. kicked out of the World Cup after the U.S. men's soccer social media account put up an image on the Iranian flag without the Islamic Republic symbol on it. And as you know, protests have been erupting all across Iran after the death of a young woman, Mahsa Amini, at the hands of the Iranian morality police because of her allegedly improperly wearing her hijab. Yesterday, an Iranian reporter in what is described as a surreal news conference asked the captain of the U.S. team about human rights issues in our country. And here's how Tyler Adam, who is black, responded.
You say you support the Iranian people, but you're pronouncing our country's name wrong. Our country is named Iran, not Iran. Please, once and for all, let's get this clear. Second of all, are you okay to be representing a country that has so much discrimination against black people in its own borders? And we saw the Black Lives Matter movement over the past few years.
My apologies on the mispronunciation of your country. Yeah, that being said, you know, there's discrimination everywhere you go. You know, one thing that I've learned, especially from living abroad in the past years and having to fit in different cultures, is that in the U.S. we're continuing to make progress every single day. I grew up in a white family with obviously an African-American heritage and background as well. So I had a little bit of different cultures, and I was very, very easily able to assimilate in different cultures. So, you know, not everyone has that ease and the ability to do that, and obviously it takes longer to understand, and through education I think it's super important, like you just educated me now on the pronunciation of your country. So it's a process. I think as long as you see progress, that's the most important thing.
Wow, Tyler,
that answer was incredible. And I got to see that answer before, and it just stood out to me. Like, I wasn't even prepared for that answer that he had given. Well done.
Well, and interesting that it was the reporter from Iran, given everything that is going on in that country, making it a point to ask about this. And I guess it's a fair question, but it's like, hello, do you see what's going on in your country? I mean, how about reversing it? And the Iranian team, they have been very supportive of the protesters.
Yeah.
And they are reportedly being threatened with torture and imprisonment if they don't, quote unquote, behave.
Mm-hmm. And their families are being threatened. Basically, yeah, their families right now are being threatened. I will say a couple things. One, by the way, I would have said 0-0. There was a comment that came in that you said 0-0,
yeah.
And they were really excited that you got that one.
Thanks, Jeff.
Well,
but I know that in soccer, it's nil. It's not 0-0.
That's what I'm saying. You say something wrong in soccer, they'd be getting you. Okay, so you have that part of it. First, we talked about this yesterday, and I want to say it again. There's no way in the world that I wish that money wasn't more important than human decency, because that's what this is about. Not including there's upwards to nearly 500 to 1,000 workers that have allegedly died during making all of these stadiums over there. There's so much wrong in what's going on. And I know soccer is important around the world, football, as they call it, around the world. I just wish that all the sponsorship wasn't there to force us to continue to do this. As far as the questions, I think that they have every right to ask Tyler about what he thinks about the treatment of African Americans in our country. Sure, they got some problems over there in Iran, and we got problems over here in this country. So I think the questions have been fair, and I think Tyler knocks it out of the park with those answers. But again, I just wanted to say that there is so much. There's a lot of people. Mike Lewis was with us yesterday, Ursula.
Yeah.
Mike Lewis had decided to boycott. He is not watching any of the games. I know there's some people that text in that's not watching any of the games. I'm not watching any of the games because
You had a strong take on your feelings about soccer, and I saw people were upset.
Did you see them mad?
Oh my
they
goodness.
They were mad. Yeah. You can tell the people were...
You had your, you know, I don't know why you do Twitter, but you had this hot take on Twitter and you said, I know I'm going to upset a lot of people, but, and I was like, oh yeah, he's going to upset a lot of people.
I said,
and you said soccer's boring.
Soccer's boring.
It's not boring. You have to know what they're doing, and then you understand that, you know, even if on a game where it's nil-nil, mm-hmm. there's a lot of excitement. There's a lot of tension. There's a lot of skill. It's incredible.
Sure. A lot of tension. That game ends. I just watched this entire match, and the game ends in a tie.
Well, you know what? You know what? That's not happening in this match because the U.S. just scored a goal. It's 1-0 U.S.
There you go.
Can I address Tyler's comments real quick?
Yeah.
Because I thought they were beautiful. This is a long line of critique that nations that have adverse relations with the U.S. have used against us, whether it's the former USSR, which I like to point out our lack of equal treatment of women and black people. Many nations, including, you know, North Korea, like to point out our record with Native Americans. And that's very valid. I would like to bring up the issue of the Iranian players whose families are being threatened with torture because the players refused to sing their national anthem during their opening match against England. I want you to think about that. These players' families are being threatened because they did not sing the anthem. And if you think that is awful, if you think that we have free speech in this country, which we do, then you cannot look at the situation in Colin Kaepernick and come to the conclusion that, hey, you know what? Being blackballed because you refuse to stand for an anthem is anything but an oppressive tactic that would be used in a country like Iran. It is not the same, but it is a similar line of thinking. That if you refuse to speak out in the way that is publicly acceptable, that we believe you should speak out, you deserve punishment at large by the country.
You're exactly right. And I have such a great appreciation for both the soccer players and also people who are protesting, Iranians and supporters of Iranians who are protesting in this country about what is going on in their native homeland.
Right.
They do that at the risk of repercussions.
Yeah.
And it just takes a lot of bravery.
If I could get soccer to do me a favor, take off one player off of each team out there on the pitch there,
right?
So then it would get exciting. So we can get the scores up. Two, I know there's aggregate scoring and all that stuff, which, by the way, I don't understand. But anyways, I know that there exists. And with the ties and all that, look, in the United States of America, if you really want soccer to really catch on, I'm talking about really catch on, there has to be a winner all the time. I'm that's just the truth. We invest our time at the very end. There has to be a winner. I would like to see soccer take off in the United States. We all the kids play it, high school, youth, everybody.
Yes.
But for some reason, soccer fizzles out. Why? Why does soccer fizzle out? All of us played it. Ursula, you was going to games?
Yes.
We all played it. So what happens to soccer as we get to high school, college, and beyond?
It hasn't been corrupted yet.
Good point. Coming up next, your text, your feedback, and then Ursula's words to live by. It's Gene Ursula. Good morning, y'all. It is now time for your text messages, and then, of course, we'll get to the code word at some point, right, Ursula?
Actually, why don't we just get to it right now?
Oh, okay. Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's time to announce.
Time to announce the code word, the Seahawks code word. Head it over to MyNorthWest.com/win and enter the code word BLITZ. To be entered to win two tickets to see the Seahawks host the Carolina Panthers on December 11th. This code word expires at 11:59 p.m. tonight. Details and rules at MyNorthWest.com/win. We'll have three winners from today. And don't forget, you'll want to listen to Cairo News Radio all week long for more chances to win Seahawk tickets. All right, Ursula, it's time to get to the text messages.
And we started off with the topic of snow, which it's falling everywhere. 206 says, as a plow truck driver for the county, I hate snow. This brings so much stress and anxiety.
Greg says, it doesn't matter if you're good at driving in the snow. You have to worry about the people who cannot.
Alaska Airlines canceling dozens of flights to get ahead of the weather. 206 says, aren't they called Alaska Airlines? Can't they deal with snow? They're Alaska Airlines, for goodness sake.
I got to admit, at the beginning of this show, there was a question you asked. You're like, well, why just Alaska cancels the flights? Usually we get a lot of answers. We didn't get one answer to that question. 425 says, what? Are any schools canceled? No. Are other airlines canceling flights? No. I call shenanigans. Something else is going on that Alaska doesn't want to admit.
And another snow plow driver also mentioned that, or it was another truck driver, actually, and they said, make sure that you have your lights on when you're driving today, because it's kind of dark today. Mm. SPD allowing officers to have facial hair and tattoos. Here are all the reasons they shouldn't be allowed to. 425 says, having a dress code is important. If you don't want to abide by the dress code, then don't apply for that job.
Mm. But when the dress code changes...
Yeah, Jeff in the 206 says short hair and uniforms are meant for discipline and cohesion.
And Rob, our friend who is the retired Puyallup police officer, says one of the arguments against beards is the effect of the seal for face masks. That's an issue for SWAT and Harbor Patrol. Mustaches don't pose the same problems.
Which, that's interesting. Thank you, Rob, for that. That's why SWAT and Harbor Patrol
are excluded.
More healthcare providers charging for my chart messages. Brian in Bellevue says a doctor is a specialist and they can't be inundated with online messages all day when they have patients to see in person. Doctors should be paid for their time. Same reason mechanics don't look at cars for free. Time is money.
G, you're wrong. We're being asked to use my chart. My questions most recently have been about labs that were overlooked. I can manage my care better with less in-person visits.
Your best Thanksgiving dish. 206 says, my daughter made green bean casserole. I know what you're thinking. I was too. My son-in-law foraged for chanterelle mushrooms. They made mushroom soup, string beans mixed, and she topped it off with shallot and deep fried with ranch seasoning. Crispy goodness.
Okay, that would be a green bean casserole that I could fall in love with. Deb in the 206 says, Tennessee sweet onion bake was my Thanksgiving favorite.
Ernie and Kent says my 6.5 hours Applewood smoked prime rib was amazing. 9.5 pounds.
Oh, listen to this one. Larry in the 253 says barbecued pumpkin with brown sugar and butter.
Now, talk to me about that. I've never had. Chef, what's that about?
I've put pumpkin on the barbecue before. Yeah, it can be pretty nice if you start it low and slow, and then you get it ripping hot at the end. So it cooks all soft, but then you get all crunchy caramelized sugar and butter on there and stuff. You give it some nice scores on the inside and cut it into wedges, that can be pretty good.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It has brown sugar and butter and barbecue. You can't go wrong. Kobe says, homemade bacon wrap cream cheese filled jalapeno poppers. That's a lot of work to do some jalapeno poppers.
Scenarios. The four-year-old is demanding to sleep in the bed. My wife lets her, and I'm not happy about it. 206 says, my folks gave each kid a sleeping bag. If you wanted to sleep in their room, you came with your sleeping bag, pillow, and you camp out on the floor.
Ursula, time for Words to Live By, brought to you by Wilcox Farms.
Love this one. Be happy. Be yourself. If others don't like it, then let them be. Happiness is a choice, and life is not about pleasing everybody.
Mm, good stuff. Thanks, Ursula.
Good to have you back.
I did wish long live Mark happy birthday at the top of each hour.
Oh, you are so sweet.
Yeah. Yesterday I did.
Nice.
Yep. Chef, thank you for all your help. Really appreciate you. Nick, what do you got, bro?
Well, our expert weather friends Nick and Ted didn't lie. With the teeth chitter chattering from the cold, snowy skies, makes it that much harder getting by on the roads. Take it easy out there. It's okay if traffic is slowed. Let it be a warning to your space under the tree. Do your Christmas shopping early. Say before December 23. I just hope you control your spending. Don't be like G's shoe collection that's never ending.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Dory Monster Show comes up next. Hey, it's been a good show. We'll do this again tomorrow. I appreciate you guys for listening. Love you for that. And as always, be kind.
Hope you have as much fun as we have. So long, everybody.